We were initially going to build out in Englewood.
Okay.
So we found a location. I convinced my husband, this is what I am called to do. We're going, kids are going back to school. I don't see myself going back into classrooms full of 200 people anytime soon. But I want to try this out. So it took some convincing with, you know, my partner to say, I'll fix the sink, I'll look at a motor, I'll drag a trash can that's too heavy to the dumpster, I'll build a corral outside, but I'm not getting involved in the business. He's an elevator constructor, so he makes things go fast, and things that are loud are his thing, and my thing is slow art and feeding people and waiting for bread to rise, slow and quiet. So we're very opposite in that way. So it took some convincing on my part to say, this is what I want to do, and I need you to believe in me. And he said, why haven't you done this sooner? So we found a space in Englewood. We were going to build out, and something about it just didn't feel perfect. And I waited on it. And I think about the things, like the other people that I know who have gone through businesses or started them and been successful, they've never jumped in without a lot of thought and planning. And I wanted to do it right. And I just waited, like something about that space just felt like, this is the right time, this is not the right place. And then Chef Bobby left Ophelia's, and the McLean Group called and asked me if I would make pastries for his going away party. And I said, yeah, I'd love that. And then a couple days went by and I said, you know, there are empty places up here all over the place. Who owns them? I just inquired back to Cindy McLean and I said, you got any space for me? Like any space, because I want to be on the square. I've got this other spot picked out. We have contractors. We have equipment. We are ready to go. But something doesn't feel right to me, and I don't want to make the wrong choice. So I'm going to wait. And I just told myself, I'm going to wait as long as it takes for her to get back to me. And it was immediate. She's like, yes, meet you tomorrow. I'll have my property manager there. And she opened the door, and I walked in, and I just felt at home. Like you said, this feels familiar to me. It just feels familiar to me. And it was turnkey. So I wasn't spending the tens and tens of thousands of dollars to build out. When I walked in here and I said, that's Parisian tile. These coolers are working. The mixers are here. I have a place to take my stuff that I've been using all over Kansas City in commercial kitchens and renting spaces to bake cakes and do things for people privately. I have shelves. I have a room to teach in. I have, like, this was just the perfect spot. And it was waiting for the opportunity to come to me. Like the universe said, don't do that.
Yeah.
Do this. Here it is. And I immediately ordered that open sign, like before I even signed the contract. People from high school that I didn't do Facebook, and I completely underestimated the value and power of just being on Facebook. Last 12 years, my husband and I both said, it's not for us. I'm like, but this is for my business. And holy smokes, it took off. Instagram, I've always done it. It's just that's my habit. So when I could do both at the same time and then work into a website that functions for online ordering, because really that's all I need it for. That community has brought people out of the woodwork. The people who lived next door to my grandparents when I was 5 showed up last week.
Wow.
Hey, honey, how's it going? I was like, you look vaguely familiar to me. My parents, neighbors, people from all over the square. And some, like this morning, I was in tears because the lady said, I work in Liberty and I commented on your post the other day and you liked it. And I was like, oh my God. And I said, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. I bake, but it, baking makes people feel good. Like when they walk out and they have icing on their face and powdered sugar in a box, it's like they're happy. And the support of the businesses here, the chamber, the Square Association has been incredible. And they said, well, we've always needed a bakery here and you're here. And it was planned that way. It wasn't just like, oh, I fell into it. I fell into the space, but it's definitely been something that I've always wanted to do and never thought I could pull off until I got the thumbs up from my husband.
Well, it's so interesting too, just kind of to hear you tell the story, is it was a plan, like you wanted to do this. You
yeah.
were starting to build a space, but that community part didn't feel like it was there. So that's kind of what I'm understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So now that you're here and everything's up and running and you're seeing the lines out the door, which
yeah.
sounds like it was your hope.
Yeah.
What is it feeling like? Are you still kind of taking it all in a little bit?
I am. Like, this is day 14 of us being open. And I'm seeing repeat visitors, which is always important. I'm seeing every day, oh, I've never been here before. Or, oh, I saw you on Facebook. Or, oh, my friend sent me your Instagram link. Or, you know, referrals have been, like, it's a sister and then another sister and then their mom and then their aunt. And then, I mean, that community is there. And it is more than I expected. Our grand opening, we did make a scene. So I had a mime and a caricature artist and a lady, a beautiful lady who plays the accordion. And everyone was happy and smiling and eating baguette and radishes and fresh butter. And I was fine. I thought, this is busy. This is the busy that I wanted. This is it. This is where I wanted to be. And then my friend Heather came inside and she showed me the video of a line around the block. We had about 400 people here that night. A line around the block and people waited. I'm gonna cry. People waited, and then I was like, I'm gonna barf. I'm gonna throw up. This is so bad. Oh my gosh, we're running out of food. And I didn't, I knew we'd run low. I didn't know we would be like making cookies at 9 o'clock at night just to feed somebody, or the people coming down from Three Trails Brewery who said, you got any food left? And I'm like, I don't have anything. And I'm trying to pull together anything just to stick in a box and get it out the door. And I finally just like threw down my powdered sugar holder and locked the door. Like mic drop, except it went everywhere. We do run out of food almost every day. That's been the hardest part for me to say, I'm out of macarons. But when somebody comes in and buys all of them at 8:45 when we're not even open yet, I don't tell them, no, you have to wait 15 minutes. I'm like, take it. I'll ring you up right here. You just swipe your card and we'll go. I didn't expect that to happen, and I'm loving it. But at the same time, that's my biggest struggle day to day, is how do I make enough food for everybody? And then there are days that I have a low register, and I have a few things left over, but I have 16 custom cakes. You know, that will come Saturday. And then we're hosting our little events like Moana night tomorrow night. Bye. It's good to see you. Moana tomorrow that we're doing with the Independence Square Association and the movie night. Harry Potter's birthday is Saturday, so we're blowing it out because I have a 13-year-old who's nuts about him. And so butterbeer everything and wonderful cupcakes. And I have a decorator in there with buttercream everywhere just making like hibiscus cookies and everything, you know, pretty for tomorrow night. And then we're doing editorial shoots like crazy. So we have a shoot tomorrow night in Lacine, Kansas. So it'll be here in the morning, Lacine, Kansas, back for Moana night. So that is a long day and a long night. But those are the kinds of things that I just feel I want to do in the community. So the community being a part of what we're doing is one thing, but we're taking advantage of being a part of the community where I grew up.